This is Testimonial Tuesday with Dr. Drew Hall, episode number 34. And in this episode, Dr. Hall tells a story of a hairdresser who suffered with dizziness and numb hands and how she was helped with an upper cervical correction. I'm Dr. Paul Hambrick. Testimonial Tuesday is next.
UpperCervicalDocs.com.
For more upper cervical testimonials and stories, please go to UpperCervicalDocs.com. And if you click on the Services tab, you can learn how to better present yourself on the web and in your community through social media and podcasting at UpperCervicalDocs.com. Again, that's on the Services tab. This is Testimonial Tuesday with Dr. Drew Hall. I'm Dr. Paul Hambrick, and this is the show where we hear stories about people who suffer from all kinds of conditions and how they've been helped when their atlas is corrected. And I'm here with Dr. Hall, and today he is going to tell us the story about a patient who suffered with dizziness and numb hands. Hello, Dr. Hall.
Hello, Dr. Hambrick. I look forward to this every week. It's so much fun to kind of reflect on the past week of all the neat things that have happened in the office. In fact, yeah. I've probably said this before many times, but I love sometimes at the end of the day looking at the sign-in sheet and just looking at the names on there and where they were when they came in the office and where they are today. It's pretty amazing to see the broad range of things that clear and respond to getting that upper neck clear of neurological interference. So today we'll talk about a case who, and this is a really common one, a dizziness, vertigo, but it's there's a heck of a lot of people out there in the public that are suffering with this issue, vertigo, meniere's, and all the other variations of quote-unquote dizziness. This gal, she's a hairdresser, actually owns a hair salon. And any of those of you who've taken a lot of care of a lot of hairdressers know they have a lot of upper trap and numbness in the arms, which this gal had both of those. But really her main symptomatic complaint was dizziness. And she was referred in by a really, really good patient of mine. And first thing she says in consultation is, "Dr. Hall, I have a very large hair salon, and we talk to lots of people every week. If you can get this to go away, you're going to have a lot of patients." And I didn't really say too much because all of you who are in practice know how many people you've had come in and say that. You get them better, and they don't deliver the goods. And a lot of that isn't always that they aren't telling people. It's that we all know how stubborn and encrusted and stuck in the mud most people's thinking is when it comes to their health care.
Right.
So sure enough, this particular gal, we checked her. She was left contractured 3/8 of an inch on the leg balance check. We took six very precise pictures of her upper cervical spine, the junction between the atlas and the skull. For you lay people out there, basically what we're looking at, there's two joints on the bottom of the skull right where the atlas articulates or fits, and every joint in your body is a perfect mirror image of one another. So what we do in our office is we take very precise x-rays of the outer margin of both of those joints to see how the atlas matches up to the floor of the skull. Well, in this gal's particular case, her atlas moves what we call PIL, that's back and left underneath the skull. And when we say back and left, we're talking average case is 1 millimeter, 1.5 millimeters, somewhere in there, and that was this gal's case. Later on the table, left side up, and we contact what's called the transverse process. There's two little wing-like projections that come off of the atlas, and it's a very good contact point to free people's lives up. But we line up along specific angles that we've determined off of the x-ray. And a very lightning quick tap, my correction was measured at 8 pounds of force and 8/100ths of a second on Dr. Titron's what do you call it, toggle monitor they had at the last, I think that was Evolution where it did that. So we're not talking a lot of force. We're not talking about any twisting, popping, or pulling. It's a very light tap. And all that does is restore motion to the segment and get that atlas off the brainstem so the body can work the way it should. And this particular gal's been corrected about a little more than average, probably 4 times over the last 8 weeks. Her dizziness is 100% gone. Last visit, numbness in the arms is probably 70% gone. And she came in. She says, "Dr. Hall, I cannot believe how many people I have told in my salon about what you do, and I feel like I'm talking to a brick wall." And I looked at her and I said, "Well, now you kind of understand why I didn't get so excited when you told me that the first visit." But it's a challenge. Right. I always say it takes a, and she's actually a pretty vivacious gal. It takes a combination of a good result and someone who's really good at, you know, kind of dragging people by their ear and saying, "You need to do this. No, if you don't do this, you're going to die."
Yeah. It's either going to be.
I'm surprised she hasn't been more successful, but you what?
Yeah. I was just going to say, it's either going to be the people who are, like you said, are going to drag people by the ear through the door, or the guys who never say anything about anything that get a lot of people.
And then they
in
get
the door.
Excited about something.
Yeah. A couple of weeks back when we were talking about insomnia, I mentioned the plumber who I never saw again but referred people right and left. And he was one of those guys that never said anything to anybody. And it was kind of like, well, if he's talking about it, then I need to get in there and check it out.
Yeah.
So, well, very good story,
right,
Dr. Hall. We will see you next
week. See you next
week. Okay, bye-bye.
All right, have a good one.
This has been Testimonial Tuesday with Dr. Drew Hall. I'm Dr. Paul Hamburg. Please subscribe to this podcast. You can do that at uppercervicaldocs.com. You can also do it in iTunes, where we would love it if you left us a review. You could also subscribe in the Zoom marketplace, and soon we will be found in the BlackBerry podcast marketplace as well. The more people that subscribe and write reviews, the more people will know about this podcast, the more people will know about Upper Cervical. We'll see you next time.